Watcher. I'm Mike Wynn, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. This is show number 499, so next week, the 500th, will be full of my faves, and I really hope they're yours too. Mind you, some faves this week as well. Here's Bill Evans.
Thank you.
recorded live at the sold-out 1,000-seater Madison Union Theatre, Madison, Wisconsin, Monday, November the 15th, 1976. Bill Evans piano, Eddie Gomez bass, Elliot Zygmunt drums. A newly released fantasy CD called, appropriately, On a Monday Evening. We heard Lennon Bernstein's Some Other Time, one of Bill Evans's favourites, certainly for live shows. Gomez had been with Evans for 9 years by this gig, the young Zygmunt in only his second year, but he was such a huge fan of all Bill Evans's work that he slotted in perfectly. This is the first time this concert has been released. Amazing that there are still recorded but unreleased live gigs out there of big names. Bill Evans's concerts were recorded lots, and every resultant album is of this quality. Grace Kelly is next. Had the pleasure of meeting altoist Grace Kelly very early in her career, so early that her parents were with her, and I've watched her career ever since. This 2016 album, Trying to Figure It Out, is her most adventurous yet. Yes, that was a wonderfully conventional Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but the rest of the album is hugely varied, close to too much so for me. That track had Grace on alto, of course, Henry Hay piano, Tim Lefebvre bass, and Lamar Carter drums. Let me demo that variety by playing another track from this album. I love this joyous music.
Dr. Seuss there. We take lemonade, lemonade. Oh,
The title of this Grace Kelly combo is Lemons Make Lemonade. Not an earth-shattering piece of info, as I think deep down we all knew that lemonade was made from lemons, but good to have it confirmed. Same quartet lineup as Over the Rainbow we've just heard, plus John Batiste, harmonaboard. John Batiste trademarked the name harmonaboard. It's more usually called the melodica, sometimes pianica, blow organ, key harmonica, and even melody horn. Did it really need another name? Anyway, back to this lineup. Jamie Haddad, percussion. Jason Palmer, trumpet, and Sam Crittenden, trombone. The vocals were all shared around the group. I should have said this earlier. Grace plays both alto and switches to soprano on that song. Pianist Jerry Allen died last week, sadly, at the age of just 60. Here she is, back in 2006.
Thank you.
That song was called In Real Time, co-written by Jerry Allen and her then-husband, Wallace Roney, who played trumpet on this Telarc March 2006 album called Timeless Portraits and Dreams, Ron Carter on bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. Jerry covered all styles of jazz, perhaps at times leaning more towards the avant-garde, but even then her mixing of far-flung variants of our music all worked out. She was helped by her degree in ethnomusicology. No, I didn't know there was one either. That was from the University of Pittsburgh. My favourite album of hers is of solo piano renditions of Motown songs, but I can't for the life of me find it. So I'll play you another track from this album. It's very different. J. Jerry Allen was a deeply religious person, so this version of Lift Every Voice and Sing will have meant a lot to her. It's the same trio as on the previous track, Jerry Allen, Ron Carter, Jimmy Cobb, plus George Shirley tenor, backed by the Atlanta Jazz Chorus, directed by Dwight Andrews. This is the only song on the second of this 2-CD album. It's less than 4 minutes long, and it's sitting there all on its own. Next up, a Wallace Roney-led recording session. We don't often feature trumpeter Wallace Roney, so good to give him another outing. This is a July 93 recording by Rudy Van Gelder with a spontaneous feel to it, as the musos hadn't played together before this recording session. No, not strictly true, as Roney and Jerry Allen had, of course, being husband and wife, recorded together before this. Who else but Ron Carter bass, Kenny Washington drums, and on a couple of songs, Antonio Hart alto, as we heard there on You Stepped Out of a Dream. Let's have one more by Jerry Allen, a piano solo this time of a Thelonious Monk standard. Recorded Jan 85 in Ludwigsburg in Germany. Jerry Allen and her interpretation of the Thelonious Monk compo, Bemscher Swing. Monk and Denzel Best actually wrote it, I should have said. Jerry Allen was a huge devotee of Thelonious Monk and of Duke Ellington. Jerry Allen died last week of cancer, aged only 60. Let's have a big band now to change the style, and not just any old big band. Thank you. New York, Jan 65, the Duke Ellington Orchestra for a reprise LP called Ellington 66. There was also an Ellington 65 the previous year. It was the popular hits of the day, including a couple of Lennon-McCartney songs that I must play you soon. We heard Red Roses for a Blue Lady, with the gorgeous tag team of Johnny Hodges on alto and the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone taking care of the solos. For me, this is as good as any Ellington lineup. Trumpets alone, Cat Anderson, Cootie Williams, Herbie Jones, Ray Nance, and the reed section, of course. Hodges, Procope, Hamilton, Gonzalez, Carney. Whilst I'm at it, I may as well mention the trombones, where in addition to the majestic Lawrence Brown, Chuck Connors and Buster Cooper. And that just leaves John Lamb bass and Sam Woodyard drums, plus, of course, the piano player. Next up, we have a vocal by Lillian Boutte. Dr. Martin Luther King, no less, spoke of his friend Lillian Bute as, quote, a voice like this comes once in a millennium, unquote. And yes, she was a truly marvellous jazz singer, although she specialised, of course, in spirituals and gospel songs. Unusually for Lillian, this is a long way from her native New Orleans, the Verna Studios in Copenhagen, March 87, with a very respectable pickup band for her European tour. Thomas Lettienne did all the arrangements and gave us that wonderfully breathy tenor. He is also Lillian's husband. Hans Knutsen, piano, Finn Farberg on bass, and Orla Pedersen, drums. Lillian's brother John helped out on backing vocals. This LP is called Hold On, Always Good Advice. We mentioned the MJQ in passing just last week, and here they are themselves, and a more upbeat number than their norm. Thank you. a crackly old Apple label LP recorded at the Coulston Hall in Bristol, Bristol, England, the liner notes helpfully add. December 67. The MJQ always recorded for Atlantic Records, but made two in the UK for Apple in 67. The Modern Jazz Quartet, and you don't really need me to tell you of the never-changing lineup, but I will. John Lewis, piano, Milt Jackson, vibes, Percy Heath, bass, Connie Kay, drums. And John Lewis wrote that song, the title song of the LP, Jasmine Tree. I think they must have recorded in an empty concert hall, just used it as a recording studio, or the crowd were not impressed at all. From the MJQ to Bach, isn't that big a leap? And that was Rhoda Scott in Paris, December 1970, the New Jersey-born daughter of an African Methodist Episcopalian minister. She moved to Paris in 67 and spent all of the rest of her life there thereafter. This is on the French Barclay label, with the inevitable and much-used title, Come Bark to Me. And that's the title of this Bach-inspired piece we've just heard. Just Rhoda on the Hammond B3 and drummer Felix Simtain. Rhoda started playing the organ in her father's church at the age of 7. Later she heard Jimmy Smith and was tutored by Groove Holmes, and it was jazz from then on. If that was a bit heavy at times, try this.
Thank you.
The Gershwin brothers' Someone to Watch Over Me. Pianist Bobby Henderson, born in 1910, and very much a stride pianist, as you'd expect from that generation. In a long career, he only made four albums as a leader, one in 56, one in 57, and two, including this one, in 69. He died shortly after this recording session, at the end of 69. And the LP is called, aptly, Last Recordings. It's time for our last one, I'm afraid, and it's Pete Ruggolo's Mercury LP titled 10 Saxophones and 2 Basses. But we're going to play a song without the horns, just Red Mitchell and Joe Mondragon on basses, Howard Roberts guitar, Shelly Mann drums. It's called 2 Funky Basses, recorded LA, November 61. And as always, hope you've had fun listening, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for our 500th The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. All my very faves, and hopefully all yours too. Until then, please take care, be well.